encouraging every step. You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and I'm continuing our Community Matters interview this hour with Pastors Lamario and Karen Bradwell. They're from Second Coming Family Life Church in Huntington. And when we last left off, they were telling us the God story about how God moved them from Atlanta to the Huntington area. And I'm just going to let you all pick up the story from there.
Yeah, and so upon our arrival, you know, once we took a leap of faith, because of how God truly blessed us when we came here, because of the way that God made sure that we were able to maintain being here, we knew that God had sent us here for the work of the ministry.
Amen.
And, you want to see it?
Yeah, well, what I wanted to share was that we just continued to see God's hand, because even after we decided to move forward with Second Coming Family Life Church, we continue to see God transforming lives and just adding. And his love just continued to perfect us, and he continued to add to the growth of the church itself, as well as the lives of those individuals that he had grounded or planted, you know, with us.
One of the prevalent things that we did upon arriving here is that we knew it was important for us to learn about a community. So we spent a great deal of time just going and meeting with individuals, whether on their porches or just talking to different business owners or different individuals such as Mayor Steve Williams or even Chief Ray Cornwell and just others as well, learning more about the community. We had a chance to meet with several of the recovery facilities in the area, and as a result of meeting with those individuals and also talking with some of the individuals within the community, such as citizens in the community, we found that there was a huge disparity in reference to how some may have felt like certain medical assisted treatment were not very much understood. So upon doing so, we decided to come up with a forum called Faith and Recovery, and that forum was being held at the Ebenezer Outreach Center, February, I believe, of 2020. This was a panel that consisted of a variety of individuals who were greatly involved in helping to address the issue of recovery in the Huntington area. And as a result of that, you know, the community was able to come out and express whatever concerns they may have had very passionately. And because of that, we saw there was a great need because of the passionate discussion that the community had with those individuals. It was necessary to develop some type of program that was going to help to address those issues in order for us to do what's called heal so we can build. So as a follow-up to the Faith and Recovery Forum, our church began meeting and we began discussing how we can do some type of function that was going to help to, you know, really boost the morale of the community. And we began to coordinate an event called the J.W. Scott Community Jam 3-on-3 Basketball Tournament and Block Party. And as a result of that, we began to really develop a lot of support from various sponsors who really were engaged in helping to see this project come to fruition. And the goal was to really allow there to be an opportunity where the community can come together and just get to know each other in a very informal way in hopes of helping to build more of a closer bond and a relationship one to another, in which they can now begin to see opportunities where we can help to also improve our community as well. So being that we have that opportunity, COVID came around, which put a potential delay on that project. That was also during the time where we were planning, as we still are, to do a revitalization project at the J.W. Scott Basketball Court, where we also plan to rename the basketball court with permission of the Positive People Association and Huntington Housing Authority after Pete Goodson as well. And then there's also a plan to have to do a ribbon-cutting ceremony in honor of Mr. Goodson also.
Well, it sounds like you guys had some great ideas for how to bring the community together, and it's a shame that COVID has kind of put a halt on those things or postpone some of those things. But I'm glad that you're continuing to work on ways to bring the community together. We're going to have more of this Community Matters interview coming up in just a few minutes, so stay tuned right here to Walk FM.